Right, we're in the great James Senior's office. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic.
Cool.
Just kind of winding down after mix.
Yes.
And everything.
So, for people who may not know you, what do you do? What's your role here?
So, I'm James Senior, and I evangelize Microsoft's web technologies.
Okay.
And so that actually encompasses quite a few things. Through ASP.NET, jQuery, and
yes.
So that kind of stuff at Mix, you know,
absolutely.
All that stuff. IIS, the web platform installer, the way to get the web platform,
mm-hmm.
And all that kind of good stuff, and everything in between.
Excellent. Now, you're also doing some events.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me a little bit about what these are.
Yep.
What's going on?
So as part of this kind of evangelism of the web, what I'm doing is running some events around the world to talk to people about how great our web technology is and how they can create cool applications using the latest stuff from Microsoft.
Okay.
And they're called web camps. And we're going to be running them in about 10 to 12 cities around the world.
Nice.
So it's kind of big exposure. And, you know, they're for developers, web developers who perhaps, you know, aren't up to speed with our stuff.
Uh-huh.
And that could include, you know, if you're developing web apps on PHP, on Ruby, on classic ASP, or maybe older versions of ASP.NET, and you want to kind of understand, hey, what's Microsoft doing in the web space to, you know, make it easier for me to build cool and compelling web applications?
Mm-hmm.
And so this, the web camps are a two-day event, which are completely free.
Wow.
Charge, which is another great thing. Free is always good.
Nice.
Where people can understand, you know, what the latest and greatest is from Microsoft, and how they can go about building it, web apps.
Now, I mean, in some sense, you know, it's great that it's free, it's great that it's an event. Most people go to events to meet, you know, Microsoft people and
mm-hmm.
engage with them. So who's going to be at these events?
We have got rock star speakers
awesome.
Going to these events. So from the very top of the tree, Scott Guthrie will be doing a number of events. You know, he is the web and ASP.NET personified.
Yes.
So he's going to be there. We've also got Scott Hanselman.
Excellent.
Another fantastic speaker, I would have to say.
Absolutely.
Who's going to be delivering events in Beijing, Shanghai, and Singapore.
Nice.
Myself.
All right. Another great speaker.
One of the one of the unsung speakers of the web technology world, I say. But, you know, enough about that. And I'll be doing a number of events, including Moscow. I'll be teaming up with Scott Hanselman in Beijing, Shanghai, and Singapore.
Nice.
Actually, Sydney, excuse me.
Yeah.
But all the details are all on the website about the locations.
Now, what is the website real quick? Webcamps?
It's www.webcamps.ms.
Easy. We'll put it on channel 9.
It should be around about here on the screen, right?
Nice. Okay.
So,
I see a bunch of code up on your screens, but...
So that's the Webcamps microsite. So we're building it. It's all built in ASP.NET 4... landed in Azure, all that kind of stuff. So
nice.
How's
that experience
been? It's been good. It's been good.
Good.
You know? I think the tools are getting there and the hosting is getting there, so it's pretty cool. We're using some of the latest scripting stuff on the client side, so we'll be talking about that.
We should. I mean, one thing we could talk about, I mean, one of the announcements, the big announcements that you were part of at Mix was we're officially, you know, taking and running with jQuery. And we're actually going to give code back into that community and into that library, yes?
Exactly. So, you're rightly so. At Mix, John Resig came on stage in the day two keynote and basically said, hey, you know, Microsoft have been a great fan of jQuery in the past, and we've been shipping it with Visual Studio in the past and also with MVC.
Mm.
And now we're kind of upping the stakes a bit in terms of that relationship. And we're basically now saying, you know, we're going to contribute some of our IP, some of our talented engineers to go and help progress and accelerate the jQuery library forward,
mm.
you know, for the better of the web. So that's really great news.
Yes.
So, for example, some of the features that we had built as part of our JavaScript library included things like templating, to make it easy to build data-rich web applications, things like a script loader, and also things like data binding and data views and some controls. So what we're going to do is start to move those things into jQuery plugins.
Interesting.
And as they get accepted by the community, then, you know, we'll move those up, and the jQuery core team will be responsible for this. We'll be moving those up into the core library.
Mm.
And the first example of that is actually templating, which the team who built the Ajax library have been working with John Resig and the rest of the jQuery team to build some prototypes, which you can go and check out on the jQuery forums, and you can see the specs, and it's all open source and in the spirit of the jQuery community, which is fantastic.
Wow.
So you can see where it's going and what it looks like and go around and, you know, use it today. So that's pretty exciting.
Absolutely.
And jQuery and all that kind of stuff will be one of the things we cover off in the webcams. That's a particular session on how to make your applications look really sexy using jQuery.
Perfect. So speaking of sessions, let's talk about the agenda a little bit.
So we kick off with a lap around the web platform.
Okay.
So some people are always, you know, what confused as to what the various components are to building web applications with Microsoft. And so we'll make that really clear as to what the components are and how they work together, plus the tooling, to make a really good experience for web developers. Then we do an overview of ASP.NET and, you know, what the history has been. We've got web forms as an option, as a flavor for developing web applications. We've also got MVC, which is a bit more new, and that's another valid way of building web applications, depending on what your style is and what your preference is. So we'll be outlining those. And then the next part of the day, we'll be actually building a rich application all the way through from kind of file new through to, you know, building the data tier, making sure the data tier is talking to the MVC components in your application, and then finishing off with a bit of jQuery, of course, and then deploying it, because you need to deploy your application to staging so you can test it. So we're going to see all of that progression in kind of the majority of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great story, and it helps developers understand exactly what the power of the platform is.
Certainly. And, you know, when?
So we are kicking off in exactly a month in
Excellent.
Toronto. So our first event is in Toronto, 7th and 8th of May.
Okay.
And so that's our first one. And then from there, we're going to be doing Moscow, we're doing Beijing from then on. And, you know, the dates, I can't remember off the top of my head, but the website's got all the information.
So, and it's getting cooler in both of those places. I mean, warmer in both those places right now.
Exactly.
But it's not still, you know, prime time.
It's not.
You should have waited a little while to go to Moscow to maybe like July, right?
The time wasn't that optimal, but hopefully it's going to be a little bit warmer.
I'm just kidding.
I thought about that, Charles.
Come on, man. You know, I have free consulting here.
Okay.
Right down the hall.
It's the best.
Well, that sounds excellent. Now, these are free training.
Mm-hmm.
How do you sort of throttle how many people can come, right? I mean, you might, this could really take off.
Yeah.
How you handle the load?
Well, we're already experiencing like real interest in the ones that we've opened registration for, so the numbers are quickly you know, getting up there. So we'd encourage people to register as soon as possible via the website for these
okay.
events. But hopefully next year, we do FY, financial year, so
sure.
starting in July, we're going to be kicking off these events kind of at a larger scale. So kind of smaller events run by the local Microsoft offices so that people can come and kind of get that continuous web goodness from Microsoft.
Excellent. Now, some of your compatriots in England.
Yes.
I mean, England probably has some of the most adamant .NET user groups in the world,
yeah.
at least to my experience.
Very passionate. Passionate.
Yes, next-gen user group.
Yes, yeah, those guys. I know those guys personally.
Yes, man, and I went to one of their meetings in a plane.
In a plane.
Landed plane, you know, a plane on the ground that used to be like a, you know, like a delivery plane in World War II. I mean, it's got a pretty big inside, so we all sat in there.
How was that?
It was great. I mean, the passion that comes from those user groups starting this is amazing. So is there going to be any sort of symmetry or, how shall I say, interaction with those kind of guys?
No plans at the moment, but we'd love to hear from them. If, you know, there's a contact page on the website, so hit that, type in a message, and we'll get back to you. And, you know, we can work something out and combine events. We're all about doing that. If, for example, in Moscow, we're actually going to one of the biggest Russian web developer conferences called DevConf. And so we're actually running a track just for webcams at that event.
Excellent.
So that's an example where we've teamed up with other events. And so, you know, that's, we're all up for doing combinations where it makes sense.
Perfect. Well, hey, you know, I hope you get a lot of traction with this. Niners, a lot of web developers on
yeah.
Channel 9. Go ahead and register as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
So,
just last thing I should mention, actually, there's 2 days to this event. So what
okay.
I described was the first day.
Yes.
The second day is more of a hands-on building day. And what we're doing the second day is providing some labs so people can kind of guide themselves through building applications and exploring some of the other parts of the web platform.
Okay.
But the most fun piece of the day is actually getting into teams and building applications. And what we're doing is we're offering prizes for the best applications.
Awesome.
So we give you some ideas, but people often come with like these ideas that they want us to put into practice.
Mm-hmm.
You can get into teams and using the technology you've seen the previous day, start to put it together. And if, you know, at the end of the day you got a great app, you've got a chance of winning a cool prize.
Excellent. well, hey, good job, good thinking. Thanks for doing this. Free, all around the world.
Yep.
Right on, man.
All right, thanks,
Nice to talk to you, James.
Cheers, Charles.
Cheers.